It's now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat here tonight on KNZA. It's brought to you by Heinen Repair. We are joined now by the Tigers football coach. That is David Bone. We always appreciate a few minutes of his time each and every week. Again, presented by Heinen Repair. And, Coach, a very good St. Mary's team last week. You go on the road, Bears able to win it. But just kind of take us back to that one a little bit and just a few overall thoughts and takeaways from it.
Yeah, good team, great team over there. Another team in this league that's coached well and plays really well. And another team in this league that we'll see deep in the playoffs trying to make kind of a state run. And we get to see those kind of teams every week. That's something we look forward to. We motivate and talk, and for us, we're still setting individual and team goals for ourselves, cleaning up mistakes, playing the kind of game we can play. We played a physical game on defense, delivered some hits, took some hits. The thing we're still trying to clean up is make the big plays that we're supposed to make. Don't leave points out there because of a mistake.
Well, and certainly something you guys are used to is playing a difficult schedule, and then your first three games this year, you see a Riley County team who's 3-0, a Royal Valley team who just took their first loss, and then St. Mary's, who's a top five team and undefeated as well. So the three teams you've seen so far have a combined record of 8-1. Still got some great talent on the end of the schedule as well. You got to go to Hayden, or at least got to play Hayden at home later in the year. So again, that's really nothing you're not used to. I mean, you guys have seen difficult schedules for sure, but obviously it's a great jumping off point now, because just like most coaches, you kind of started over. You're 0-0. It's district play, and you get a team in Hiawatha who's right in the same boat. So I would think your team is very eager to get back to it this week with that first district game.
Yes, that's something I could say is a big growth and change this year, is that we've been eager and ready every week. And as a coach, that's exciting to see your players coming out there. And we all understand that this is a tough league, and we talk about that. I don't believe we've lost a week 9 game outside of the playoffs in 6 years here. So, you know, when you see someone different, then you get a chance to maybe understand it better, because it's a different league team. In this league, it doesn't matter if you're at the top or the bottom of the league, you're going to be a good team, and you're going to be a physical kind of team. Our guys have been showing up, coming ready, coming prepared. This year, they're very eager to be coached harder. I'm seeing a change in the team's mindset, and we're getting to see it on Friday nights. Unfortunately, it hasn't shown up as the wins or losses, but we see growth, and we understand that we're getting better. On top of that, we're the kind of program where we want to grow young men into great adults, and we're doing things within the 3rd through 6th grade football, middle school football. We go support other programs, girls and guys. And so just an overall view this year is just, it's all good. It's a lot of growth. But now we need to lock in for these district games, and we need to go win and do what we set at the beginning of the year as team goals. Now we need to kind of stop talking about it and go be about it.
We're talking to Jefferson West football coach here, David Bowen. A few more minutes, we're going to step aside. District 4, Class 3A, they go to Hiawatha tomorrow night. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. A few more minutes here with David Bowen, the head coach at Jefferson West, presented by Heinen Repair. Our locker room chats here continue tonight as we are now on to week 4 of high school football. And Coach, it goes by really, really quick. It doesn't seem like too long ago that we had our first show, and now we're 3 weeks going on 4 weeks deep, and you hit that fourth game. That's the halfway point in the regular season. So, again, it just goes by really quick.
Yes, off-season goes by really slow, and the season speeds by. Every coach probably does or tries to do the same job of keeping the kids focused day to day and week to week. And that's what we're really harping on this year, is focus on the team we play this week and worry about those other ones as they come. Because if you overlook or you don't prepare, good things don't tend to happen for you. So our guys are locked in. We know who we have this week. We know that it's the start of our district play season. And we need to go perform the way that we believe we could have performed the first three games, clean up mistakes, continue to play physical football, and get the outcome in our favor at the end.
Yeah, and you go to Hiawatha, of course, a big East League matchup. It'll be our feature game on 103.9. Of course, always can view the Redhawks games on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Again, last year, this was a 16-14 game, a very good game. It was last year. You won it. Again, it was a brief two-game skid going into it, but beating Hiawatha last year 16-14, do you take much away in regards to that film? I know they got a new coaching staff, so you probably don't take too much away from last year's game.
Yeah, you know, our guys, the social media and the way the world is with it, these kids all know the other kids at other schools now. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Who do they have? What are they running? Excuse me. What are any changes they've made? But more, we still are focused on ourselves. I believe until we can play a clean game, clean up our mistakes, and do our jobs and everyone individually, I don't believe you get to focus on the big wins and all that stuff. So we're still talking about cleaning up our mistakes, playing our style of football. And then at the end, if we do those things, we believe we can start winning games.
There it is. Jefferson West football coach David Bowen joining us again, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Jeff West at Hiawatha tomorrow night. Big East League showdown, also a District 4 matchup in Class 3A. Two teams still searching for that first win. So a big chance for one of these teams tomorrow night. Again, Jeff West at Hiawatha. We'll have it on 103.9. Coach, again, thanks a bunch. Good luck tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. We'll see you Friday.